What does the Bible say about changing your life? Let's talk about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, and in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Well, greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience worldwide. Welcome to our radio broadcast and our Bible study of the air, where this week we are going to talk about changing your life. What do the scriptures say are involved in changing your life, and is it possible to change your life? Many of you out there have the idea that you have to live with all of the things that you were born with or that have happened to you in the past that are a part of your present life, and that things are always going to be that way. Things will never change. That's a lie of the devil. Many of you don't believe that it's possible for God to change your life, but the Bible has something different to say about it. And if you would use faith, and if you would take God at His word, God has the ability to change your life. What are the ingredients that are required for this? Can it be done without God? Only to a very limited degree. But with God, complete transformation is possible in every area of your life. And He is the one who does it, not you. By your reliance on Him, by your faith on Him, by your asking Him. But when we get in line with God's Word, and when we get in line with God's will, God Himself is able to effect a change in your personal life and in your personal behavior so that you do not have to live with all of those things you always thought that you have to live with. You do not have to put up with all of the excess baggage of the past. You do not have to do those things which you do habitually, and you do not have to be in bondage to those things that you always believed that you could not break off of you. No, God has a better plan for your life. In Jeremiah 29:11-13, he says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good, and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. Want a better change for your life? Then yield to God and let His plan for your life take over. Because guess what, my friend? God's plan for your life is better than your plan for your life. And if you haven't noticed, your plan for your life really doesn't work. Neither does mine. Why? Because we are imperfect, and a perfect plan cannot come from imperfect people. That's why. And so God brings us a better way. He calls it in the New Testament the better covenant. The better covenant in His blood, which washes away our sins, the spilt blood of Jesus on the cross, which washes away our sins, because Father God always required a blood sacrifice for sin, and then opens us up and opens up our future to change, beneficial change, change under blessing and not under curse. Now, maybe you have felt that you don't think that that would work. But if you've never given God and never given God's word a try, you will never know. Because you see, God's word is self-proving. Scripture says God is not a man that he should lie. And so God is able to effect the changes in your life that you desire or that you need by your trust on him, by your calling upon him, by your relying on Him to do it, transferring your trust from your own self-effort to Him to let Him do it for you, in you, and through you. That's what faith is. Faith is trust. And guess what, my friend? God is a faith God. He always has been. And He is a covenant God. A covenant is a contract. And when you enter into a covenant relationship with Jesus, who is one with the Father in the Holy Spirit, the covenant power of the Father comes upon your life. And God is able to perform His covenant promises for you and to effect those changes in your life which you need. Some of those changes you don't even know what you need. But God does. You see, because God looks beyond the sin to see the need. And God can see your needs better than you can, which is why you need God, which is why you need a Savior, why I need a Savior, because of the fact that we are all sinners, the Scripture says, and every sinner needs a Savior. That's pretty logical. God's tolerance of sin is zero. The Bible says man is a sinner and cannot save himself. Well, that shows that we have a problem and we cannot solve our problem by ourselves. Therefore, we need someone to solve the problem for us and to change our lives, to effect those changes that I have been talking about so that we will not continue to do those same sins over and over and over again. Now, some of you have become born again, and you say, well, I've received Jesus, but I'm still doing some of the same sins I did before. And why is that if I'm supposed to be a new creation? Well, the answer to that question is that you must understand the process of where the changes operate. And they operate in three major areas. You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. And when you got born again, or if you have not yet gotten born again, you need to be, you will recognize that the Holy Spirit comes and indwells your spirit, which is your conscience and your intuition. And He lives within your spirit. And He immediately and completely regenerates your spirit man anew to make you the new creation. Because where the Spirit dwells inside of you from that moment on, there can be no sin. So your spirit man is immediately and completely perfected. So where does the sin come in? Why do I continue to sin? Why do you continue to sin? And we all do, you know. Well, the answer to that is, it comes from the soul life, or the soul man, which is the mind, the will, and the emotions. And because the soul man is not yet perfected, like the spirit man, who is immediately and completely perfected by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the soul man is transformed over our entire life. Now, you say, well, what should happen if I should die before my soul man is perfected? The answer to that is in Philippians, where the Lord says, he who has begun a good work in you is able to bring it to completion in the day of Christ Jesus. That's either the day of the rapture or the day of your death, which is your personal rapture. And so, you see, God will bring to perfection not only the spirit man, but the soul man, and at the redemption, at the resurrection, the physical man. You are complete in him. Now, the change that we are talking about cannot be done by your own self-effort. In John 15:5, Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. Nothing. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need Jesus. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So the first principle of change in anybody's life is that we must abide in Christ. Now that means in turn that the first requirement is we must be born again. Now what does that mean? Can I return to my mother's womb to be born again? No. It means you must be born once physically into existence, and you must be born again spiritually into the kingdom of God. And that requires a decision on your part to receive God into your life so that he can change you. Why? Because we just read in John 15:5, for without me you can do nothing. But then God has the ability to turn things around, to work for your good, because Paul says by the Holy Spirit in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, you cannot do it by yourself. You cannot change your ways, your habits, your problems, your circumstances by yourselves under your own power. Neither can I. But God can do it, and God will do it for the asking. Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And when you ask in the name of Jesus, John 14, verse 13 and 14 says. Now, if you know that, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. It doesn't say I can do some things. It says I can do all things. Well, if you determine to agree with the Word of God and what the Word of God says about you, then you will be able to effect change in your life with the cooperation of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you have unbelief, the Bible calls unbelief an evil heart. If you have fear, doubt, or unbelief, you will get nothing from God. And so James 1, verses 6 and 7 says, let him who doubts not believe that he will receive anything from the Lord, for the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So the next requirement after being born again and abiding in Christ, that is relying on him to effect the changes in you, the next requirement is that you've got to get fear, doubt, and unbelief out of your life. And that's a decision. Just like faith, which is trust, is a decision. Because God is a faith God. And he does everything by faith. Now, if you know that, and you know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, then you must apply that faith. But you must apply that faith in power, which means that the next requirement after these is that you must receive the power of the Holy Spirit upon your life. You must have the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, you receive the Holy Spirit when you got born again. That's the Holy Spirit within. But the baptism in the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit upon. When you got the Holy Spirit within through the born-again experience, that will release in you the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But when you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, that will release in you the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And these are gifts of power, power for strength to walk the faith walk, power to overcome, power to change, because God is in the business of changed lives. What is the evidence that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Look around you, folks. It's the evidence of changed lives. That after 2,000 years, Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, is still on the earth changing people's lives as he was doing 2,000 years ago. And you look at that Christian friend or relative of yours, and you see how their lives have changed. You see a happiness and a something about them, a supernatural glow in their lives. And you look at that, and how often have you said to yourself, I want what they've got? Well, if you haven't, you should, because you can have what they've got simply by inviting Jesus Christ into your life as personal Lord and Savior. And we'll talk about that in just a little while. But you must understand that once you have Christ in you by faith, the God of all power is residing in you to use that power to effect change in your life. And guess what? Nothing is too big a problem for God. The problem may not be God. The problem may be you. Some of you believe that God has the power to save you from the flames of hell, and you have received him into your heart, trusting that he does that, but you don't believe he has the power to change your life or circumstance. That's a pretty small God, isn't it? And you say, well, maybe I lack the faith for change. Well, here's the answer to that. Number one, faith is a decision. Number two, you don't need great faith in God. You need faith in a great God. And once you understand that, Jesus says, if you have but the faith of a mustard seed, you will say to this sycamine tree, be uprooted and cast into the sea, and it should obey you. You see, excuse me, Mikey. You see, your problems should obey you, not you obey your problems. And so, God wants you to be God with a small g over your circumstances as the Holy Spirit permits. So he says in the scriptures, do you not know that ye are gods with a small g? What is he saying? He's saying you are empowered by the Holy Spirit, so that compared to all the rest of the creation, you have the power of God to effect change in your life in cooperation with the Holy Spirit upon you. That's why Jesus is not only Savior, but Lord. The word Lord means to lead through life. And so when you understand these things and you understand what the scriptures are saying, the next step becomes application. Scripture says, it is not the hearers of the word, but the effectual hearers and doers of the word who inherit the kingdom and the kingdom promises. Well, where are the promises? They're in the Bible. And how do I find the promises, you ask me? Well, the answer to that is look in the Bible in every place, every verse where you see the word if. God follows it with a promise. Well, then, what is left for you and me to do? To appropriate that promise. to take possession of that promise. And we take possession of that promise by our faith and the faith-filled words which come out of our mouth. That is a faith confession. Now, this is extremely important because unless you recognize that Jesus is high priest of your confession, and unless you have faith-filled words come out of your mouth regarding your circumstances to change your circumstances, you will not see a result because the faith-filled words that come out of your mouth are seed. And part of God's covenant promise to you is to change your life, to make it into the image and likeness of Him and of His life. But you have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit for this, and it means that you have to apply the Word. You must be an effectual doer. And the Word says that we must have a faith confession. Hebrews 3:1 says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus." Well, the word profession in the Greek of the New Testament and the word confession are identical. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. That means we must have a confession of faith, saying it aloud to Father God, for Jesus as high priest to go before Father and say our faith-filled words to Him. Those faith-filled words fulfill the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, which is the law of grace, God's favor and power toward you. And the grace then flows from the throne to you to effect that change. And that's why change is possible as long as you use faith and faith-filled words, which are seeds, spiritual seeds planted, watered by the Holy Spirit, so that you have a seed time in your life. But when you plant those seeds, guess what? You have a harvest time. And when that change comes forth and is birthed into your life, you have received your harvest in that particular area of your life. And so there is a seed time and there is a harvest time. But it all begins with using your faith to effect that change through your faith confession, saying what God says about your circumstances, what the Word of God says about you and your circumstances, and speaking those words of the Bible over your circumstances. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and that they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof." Okay? Well, fruit only comes from seed. So if death and life are in the power of the tongue, your words are the seed that bring forth that fruit. And it says in Proverbs 18:21 that in the power of the tongue there is death and there is life, and they that love the power of the tongue shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, if you speak faith-filled words, you are going to eat the fruit of faith. But if you speak fear-filled words or negative words over your life and circumstances, you are going to eat the fruits of fear and negativity. In other words, you are going to continue to seed your problem. Well, we have more to say about this, but it all begins with receiving Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, because Jesus is in the business of changing lives and effecting change in your life. We have begun today the discussion of how to effect change in your life by the cooperation of the Holy Spirit using the Word of God. We're going to talk more about it next week. But do you want to begin today? Would you like God to start changing your life today? You know your way doesn't work and my way doesn't work. Who's fooling whom? It's time for a change. It's time to give up what you're doing. Listen to me, young man. Listen to me, young lady. Listen to me, sir, madam. If what you are doing doesn't work, it's time to give it up and to get on with God. He loves you. He wants a relationship with you. And if you will simply reach out to Him first, He will reveal Himself to you. Give God a chance, won't you? Today is as good a day as any. I promise you, you'll never again be the same. Now, are you ready? Come on. Turn from your sin and be willing to repent of it, God will clean you up. And come to Jesus now. Pray this prayer with me aloud right now. Come on, right now. Here goes. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get yourself water and Holy Spirit baptized. Get into community where you can learn the Word of God. I promise you, my friend, your changes have already begun, and you will never again be the same. What else does the Bible tell us about changing your life? Let's talk more about it next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.